You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
I don't want to brag or anything, but standing before you this day is this body. And this body is miraculously and mysteriously and marvelously created by God. This body right here, what do you think? Pretty miraculous, pretty mysterious, pretty marvelous, I would say. And I'm standing before you sharing this body because it really is quite a miracle. Did you know that there are over 100 million cells in my body? There's also, making up those cells, all the total in this body is 7 octillion. Yeah, that's right. 7 octillion atoms making up this body. That's a 7 with 27 zeros to follow. That's right. 7 octillion atoms making up this body. And the chemical makeup of this body is quite incredible too. You've got the carbon, you've got the hydrogen, you've got the hydrogen that is like 12 billion years old, and you've got carbon, it's a little bit younger, 7 billion years old, and you've got a little hydrogen in there that's also about 13 billion years old. All of this is to say, of course, that this is one miraculous and one magnificent and one mysteriously made and one marvelous body before you. Now, if you really want to know a miracle, though, if you really want to see something amazing, add yourself to the picture, the 2.382 billion people that make up the Church of Jesus Christ today. Add that to this body plus 2.382 billion people. That's who the body of Christ is right now. I'm sharing all this about my body and your body and our body of the church because you and I are make up the body of Christ in the world. And stop for a moment and pause and think about the enormity of it all. You and I and 2.382 billion people are the body of Christ in the world today. Can you imagine the intricacies of that? Can you imagine the diversity that makes up all the different little individual members of that 2.382 billion size church? Can you imagine how marvelous and magnificent and what a miracle we are? It's indescribable. The marvelousness of it all, the mysteriousness of our existence. You and I in the Church of Jesus Christ in the world today are walking miracles, magnificently made, mysterious demonstration of the kingdom of God to the world. Now that's amazing. Together we've survived world wars. We've survived pestilence. We've survived plagues. We've survived recent plagues and old plagues. We've survived internal divisions around that have racked us full of fractures and disabilities and places where we were so painful with one another and fought against each other. And we've survived external pressures on us. Persecution for over 2,000 years. You and I, the 2.382 billion people of the Church of Jesus Christ this day, are miraculous. We're amazing. We're marvelous. You and I were made to be the body of Christ for this world. So go ahead and stand up and kind of flex yourselves a little bit. We really are quite amazing with all that we have gone through in our world. This miraculous and marvelously made and mysteriously thriving body of Christ is what I think Paul was trying to get across. Now, it was a smaller church back then, the body of Christ, and we've grown so much since then, but I think this is what Paul was trying to get across in his letter to the church in Corinth in chapter 12 here. He was trying to let them know, you are a miracle. You are marvelous. You were mysteriously made. You are majestic. You are amazing. Together, you can do so much. I think this is what he was trying to get across. He was writing to a church that was racked with division, racked with all kinds of tension in it, racked with people who were so prideful of all their abilities and their individual talents and gifts. And he was doing his best to describe the miraculous and marvelous nature of their fellowship. And he was writing so that they could aspire to be all that God created them to be, miraculous and mysterious and marvelous. You individuals, you are the body of Christ, he said to them. You know how amazing that is? You are the body of Christ, he said to them. Yes, there's a variety of gifts and individual talents that you're made of, but yes, there's a variety of services. Yes, there's a variety of activities and interests among you, but it's God. It's the Spirit. It's God and the Spirit that empower, that created you in the first place. You don't have much to brag about individually. But when you join together, you are a powerful force to this world, a powerful force of love. That's what I want you to understand, he was saying, so that they understood the power of their one body, the strength of their unified system. First, Paul smartly describes each of the individual talents that he sees about them. He says, oh yeah, I see the amazing array of individual gifts and talents that you swagger about with, he wrote. He said, I see that utterance of wisdom, that one wise guy among you. I see him. Yeah, he's pretty wise. He knows a whole bunch of things. I see that woman who's so knowledgeable about everything, and she makes sure everybody else around her knows and sees that. I see that person who has faith. I see that person who is supposedly healing everyone. I see workers of miracles individually. I see the people who describe themselves as prophets, and they somehow come up with all these elaborate prophecies that supposedly are going to come true. And then I see those who discern the spirits around them, and they can read the tea leaves and all of that. And then I see those different people who are talking with tongues. And then I see the people who in some ways maybe disagree with them, and they interpret those tongues. Yes, I see all those different individual gifts. But what you all need to understand, Paul was saying in this letter, is that that's not what makes you miraculous. That's not what makes you marvelous. That's not what makes you magnificent. What really makes you amazing is when you join all those together. All those individual gifts are activated, guess what, not by you, but by the Spirit. All those individual talents, those gifts you boast about, as if you came up with them yourselves, actually they are allotted to you by God and empowered by the Spirit. If you swagger about and boast about your one little individual body, actually you have nothing to do with those gifts and the creation of those gifts. But you have everything to do with joining together and making a powerful force of love in this world. That's what's amazing. The really miraculous, mysterious, and marvelous things going on here is that those individual gifts and talents are joined together, wait for it, into one body. And that one body represents unconquerable love. And so that's what this passage, this letter, is all about. This letter is all about putting aside in Sin City. You know, Corinth was known at that day as kind of Sin City. It was kind of the Las Vegas of the day. You know, whatever happened in Corinth stayed in Corinth because it was a harbor town. People came and there was so much diversity around the whole land. And when people wanted to go have a good time, you could find everything you wanted to do with any kind of pleasure in the world there in Corinth. And I think the church there that was established by Paul forgot about how powerful they were as they joined together their individual talents. You see, wow. It's the joining together. It's the unity we display. It's the one body out of many, beyond our individual pleasures, beyond our individual gifts and talents and abilities. When we join together, oh my goodness, now that's something to brag about. That's the walking miracle and mysteriously and marvelously created body by God. When you understand that, when you understand your faith and prize lift up the unity and oneness we have in Christ, that's when we will finally get to start on the journey towards love. Yeah, you and I know where this is heading. We're at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We know this is heading to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. But before we express that love and before that love that is patient and kind and jealous, not jealous or envious or boastful or proud, or before we get to that love that conquers all things, that matters the most, even over faith and hope, before we get to that, we need to understand it's not about us individually. What we have to offer is about how all of us and all of our diversity and all of our various talents and gifts combine into one unified body of Christ. That's what the message is all about. So this stop along the way, it's about you and I clearly understanding that it's not our individual gifts and bodies that matter the most. It's all about how you and I join together in a common purpose of expressing and demonstrating the kingdom of God and love to the world. All the members of the body, though many, are one body. If we can figure that out and display that to the world, that's worth bragging about. That is a life-changing difference. You see, love never ends. And we won't get to the love part that never ends until we understand the power of our body. Not our individual bodies, but the body of Christ, which 2.382 billion of us are a part of. Can we do that? Can we express our love through our unity, by getting along, by being kind, by being generous, by being grace-giving? That's the prayer that Paul had for us. May it be so. Amen? Amen.